Sundry. The local curling club Stirling League seems to have picked up some steam since being introduced last season. It's become popular, said Sundry Curling Club president Lonnie Halliday. Last year marked the club's first proverbial kick at the can with the Stirling League that was launched with the intention of offering widespread appeal to all ages and skill levels. In 2022-23, there were 8 teams in the Stirling League playing on Monday afternoons, whereas this year the club has a dozen teams playing at that time, said Halliday, adding there are another 12 who also play on Tuesday evenings. Last season, the men's league played on Tuesday evenings but there were only 16 curlers involved, he said. We don't even have a men's league here this year. Everybody's moved to the open league on Thursdays, he said, adding that shift left open a void on the Tuesday evening timeslot that opened the door to try expanding the Stirling League. It's been quite successful, he said. The Stirling League hosted a one-day bonspiel on Saturday, February 24 at the Sundry Curling Club's rink, with a blend of 16 teams from Sundry and throughout Mountain View County coming out to play. Every team got to play 3 games, which were less about winning titles and more about just getting out to enjoy some time on the ice, he said. It was good, he said about the turnout. We had to scramble a little bit because life changes for people. You know, some had to drop out and we had to recruit others, he said. But overall, he said everything went well. The format of Stirling Curling, which involves teams of 2, also makes the sport more appealing to more casual players. You just stay at one end and throw the rocks to the other, and your partner throws them back, he explained. It's 6 rocks, 6 ends, and one game is about an hour long. The spiel did not have the regular round-robin approach leading to finals and instead was split up into 4 pools, he said. Each team was dedicated to one pool, he said, adding teams won a modest prize per win. You played each team one time and if you won you got an envelope, if you lost, you didn't. If you tied, you split the envelope, he said, reiterating the emphasis on providing the curlers with more of a fun, recreational opportunity than a serious competition. So there weren't any teams crowned with any titles. It's so tough to tell because we didn't even keep track, Halliday said with a chuckle when asked if there were any winners to mention. It's the same as what we did on our last Stirling spiel and people seem to be happy with it so we repeated the exercise, he said. The season is fast approaching the end, with the annual Sundry Oilmen's spiel scheduled for March 8-10 followed by the wind-up open spiel that's lined up for April 3-7. Related. Sundry Curling Club's Stirling spiel intended to be inclusive of all ages and abilities.